Okay, I can't hear anything. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 22nd day of July, 2007. Welcome to the John Moore Show. So I was doing my research before the show, and here's something you can all do, assuming you've got internet access. Put this in Google. CIA and Denver. Just those two phrases. CIA and Denver. What you'll find, the first story you'll find, is a story about the Central Intelligence Agency moving its domestic section from Langley, Virginia, to Denver, Colorado. And here's a publicly stated reason why. Quote, unquote, to stop the growth of CIA headquarters-based groupthink. Now, that sounds real important to me, important enough to spend $20 million on. Now, they're not saying how many people they're going to move for $20 million. I imagine it's in the range of $5,000 to $10,000 per employee, most likely in that range. Now, here's what I feel the real deal is. Now, my private information is that all the intelligence agencies are moving to Denver, not just this one part of the CIA. Langley, Virginia is 282 feet above sea level. United States Capitol building is about 80-something feet above sea level. Denver, Colorado is 5,000 feet above sea level. Now, in my opinion, the reasons that they're moving these intelligence agencies to the middle of the country, 5,000 feet above sea level, is because these new locations are 5,000 feet above sea level. First break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 22nd day of July, 2007. Welcome back to the John Moore Show. As I was saying before the break, the CIA is moving, has publicly stated they're moving their domestic branch from Langley, Virginia to Denver, Colorado. Also, as I stated, Langley, Virginia is 282 feet above sea level. Denver, Colorado is 5,000 feet above sea level, and the CIA is spending $20 million of your dollars, to tax dollars, to accomplish this mission of moving these people, these employees and their families. You're going to be seeing a lot more of this. U.S. government agencies, in particular the intelligence agencies and military commands, Much more so than anything else, I expect agencies connected to science, like NOAA and NASA, you'll see them moving to high ground as well as these months pass by over the next, 28, 29 months or so. The goal, as I understand it, is to have everybody who's going to be moved in place and finished moving by December 2009. Now, we know for a fact, we being those of us who listen to Republic on a regular basis, we know the John Moore Show is monitored by the Department of Justice because we've seen the John Moore Show and myself quoted in Department of Justice documents used to persecute a very fine man up in Montana who was making his living by manufacturing 80% complete firearms. And I know you're listening right now, girls and boys with the Department of Justice, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Like I've said before, in case you're newly assigned to this detail, you're probably not on the list. If you haven't got your instructions on when and where you're moving to, your new location from your agency, you're not on the list. You're expendable. Clearly, you're expendable. And that's simply the way it is. I've had agents be in touch with me because they've listened to my show and request copies of my article, No Need for Panic, available at my website, thelibertyman.com. I just sent by electronic format my article to Norway just over this past weekend. This weekend we're in right now, yesterday morning. I made 25 copies of my one-page update, which is available at no charge on my website, right in the middle of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I just made 25 copies for members of a police department who are following this work and this research. 25 police officers sworn to uphold the law and defend their communities. It's serious stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Very serious stuff. I now refer to this topic as, quote-unquote, the deception of global warming. The deception of global warming. What you hear from Al Gore, what do you hear from NASA, in particular, Jim Hansen with the NASA Goddard Space Flight Institute, that's what he's in charge of, is partly science and partly science fiction. The science has to do with what will happen in the future. They're dead on. They've got it nailed down. Absolutely they do. Abrupt climate change, rising ocean levels, severe, out-of-control weather-related events. Severe weather-related events and abrupt climate change and rising ocean levels that will destroy infrastructure and destroy human lives. My one-page update solves the small mystery. It's no mystery to people who make their living in geology and oceanography. Where is all the water going to come from? Well, it took me a better part of 2 years, but I finally found the answer, and it's right there in front of us all this time. Common knowledge, very common knowledge in the disciplines of oceanography and geology. Here's the deal. Mean sea level is measured at Portsmouth, England. They had to pick a place, so that's what they picked. That's where mean sea level is determined, Portsmouth, England. The world's oceans, now keeping in mind most of this planet is covered by oceans, 139.5 million square miles of ocean, varies as much as 594 feet above and below mean sea level at Portsmouth, England. The majority of that water, which is higher than mean sea level, is collected in millions of square miles of ocean around the equator due to two things. One, the planet spinning at 1,000 miles per hour, and number two, gravity helping hold it in place. Rotation of the Earth causes this bulge, and gravity helps hold it in place. Here's what this means. Millions of square miles of ocean is 200 to 300 feet above mean sea level at Portsmouth, England. And millions of square miles of ocean is 200 to 300 feet below mean sea level at Portsmouth, England. Here's what this means in greater detail. Anything that disrupts the rotation of the Earth by more than 1 or 2 degrees is going to cause massive disruption of this water. Massive displacement of this water. If it happens quickly and it's 10 degrees or more, we will have tidal waves and tsunamis of biblical proportions. A few more degrees and, heaven forbid, a pole shift of some magnitude, 20 or 25 degrees, over a period of a few hours, and we would have waves of water washing over continents, literally. That has happened in the past. The evidence is there. It has happened in the past. These events, ladies and gentlemen, is what the U.S. government is getting ready for, what the Vatican, which is a foreign government, is getting ready for, what Russia and China and England, the major governments of this country, of this world, are getting ready for. By building shelters for their designated people, people that have been picked and chosen to survive these events and have continuity of government for their individual governments, continuity of the Vatican, of the Catholic Church, for example. Even Walmart has an extensive sheltering system built for their chosen people down in Bentonville, Arkansas. The rest of us barefoot peasants out here in the rest of the country, we're just on our own, left to our own devices. We know how good the federal government of the United States is when it comes to providing emergency care for people. It took them 5 days just to get water into the Superdome in New Orleans. 5 days just to get water into the Superdome in New Orleans. That's the ability of what is frequently called the greatest government, the greatest country on the planet.